When the call came in, Austin Police Department's Sergeant John Wilson Jones was the only homicide cop on the street. That's how small and safe a city Austin was back then. Close to midnight on a Friday night, and Jones was it. When his mobile rang the first time, he was on the other side of town at Airport and Martin Luther King Boulevards, following up an earlier call, a guy who'd barricaded himself inside a building and was threatening to kill himself. Jones punched in. "Two fatalities," the dispatcher told him. "Suspected arson, suspected homicide, looks like gunshot wounds." And he gave him the address. "I can't believe it's yogurt. 2949 West Anderson Lane." Everything about that night was unusual, including the fact that two people had ridden out with Jones, a reporter and videographer from KTBC-TV, a local CBS affiliate doing a series on homicides in Texas. So far, except for a couple of weenie calls, the ride had been a bust. "Nothing happens in Austin," the reporter complained. But never mind, they were heading to Houston the next day, where they'd surely score. Abandoning the would-be suicide, Jones cranked his unmarked sedan, switched on his lights and siren, and, once his riders were settled in the back seat, hit the ramp leading to the interstate. If working in law enforcement had taught him anything, it was that there was no such thing as a routine call, but this one sounded ominous. Crime in Northwest Austin was rare, murders all but non-existent, and in a frozen yogurt shop? In no time, the next call came in. They'd found another body. From the back seat, the cameraman videotaped John, dressed in dark pants, a black windbreaker, and a long-sleeved white dress shirt with pale green stripes as he blazed north on I-35. After tonight, he will hang the shirt on a wall at APD headquarters, a symbol of homicide's determination to find the killers. "When you see me wearing this shirt," he'd told the victims' families, "you'll know the case is solved." It will remain on the wall for months. It hangs in his closet to this day. He was in sight of Highway 183 when the numbers of his mobile lit up again. "Jonesy," said a cop on the scene. "Make that 4. "Okay," Jones said. "Here we go." Girls. Kids. Bound, gagged. Naked. Stacked. Burned to the bone. When I tell people about the case, one of the first things they want to know is, how old were they? 2 were 17, I tell them. 1 was 15, and the youngest, 13, was still in the 8th grade. 2 were sisters. And was robbery the motive? Absolutely not. The next thing they ask is, was race an issue? Were the girls black? Latina? What about the suspects? So far, the only person of color known to have been directly involved in what is unfailingly called the yogurt shop murders was the lead cop, Sergeant John W. Jones, who arrived at the scene shortly after midnight. By then, Hillside Center was lit up like a nighttime movie set. Fire trucks, police cars, flashers, harsh generator-powered lights in the alley mounted on steel girders high above the flat rooftops. He pulled in. Hillside's an ordinary strip center, concrete blocks, concrete flooring, each store with its name and logo on a ledge above the door. The yogurt shop was dark, its wide front window blackened from smoke and soot, the sign above reading, "I can't believe it's ... in modern sans serif, and "yogurt!" exclamation point in swirls like the cones it sold. Next door, the Party House logo featured red balloons tied together in a bunch, heading skyward as if to escape. After telling the reporters to stay put, Jones headed toward one of the policemen stretching the yellow crime scene tape. Earlier in the night, the videographer had clipped a microphone to Jones's belt, but, much to John's relief, its batteries had gone dead. Otherwise, CBS would have recorded his every word, including a few choice expletives. Because the fire department had set up its staging area in the parking lot, the APD cop advised him to go through the party house. When he got to the alley, the steel doors of the storage room of the yogurt shop were wide open. Jones stepped inside. I look in there and I go, "Oh my God." There were puddles of water all over the place. The bodies were still smoldering. There was insulation from the ceiling that had dropped down. And it was hot. It was smoky. And I was by myself. His next thought? I needed help. I'd been a policeman for 21 years and I'd never seen anything like it. First homicide cop on the scene, old school protocol says the case is his. Jones went to work.